Well, Tom, thanks for joining us. A tough game. You knew on paper it was going to be tough. You knew a full-time team was going to be difficult. You knew equally, I suppose, after the long, arduous journey on Saturday against a very good team in Blyth, another long journey here this evening was going to be a tough ask, really. And you've got to be pleased with the team's application the first 45 minutes, and did it go according to plan, what you were trying to achieve in that first 45?
To an extent, yeah. I thought we defended well, probably still a little bit deep. We've created some chances ourselves. We should have probably gone 1-0 up early doors. We've made a couple of wrong decisions at the wrong times going forward. We should have had a shot, and we should have crossed it, and we've had a shot, and it's just one of them things. We looked at changing at half time and went against it, which we now regret and take full responsibility for. We should have gone to a four at half time. They were getting far too pushed on with their full backs, and it's something that we've got to learn from and go again on Saturday.
The game itself, obviously, that chance you talk about is in the first 10 minutes is a lovely ball cut in there for McCarthy, and he's got 10 yards he can run into and then maybe take the shot, and that maybe changes the complexion of the game, because we know they've got quality and abundance all over the pitch, and that would have settled us a little bit more, but it wasn't to be, was it, unfortunately? And when you're playing against these teams, you've got to take your chances, haven't you?
Yeah, of course you have, yeah. And it was a great strike. I was right behind it. It was a good strike by Connor, and keeper's made a good save. Again, just one of them things, like you say, they are full-time. We was getting them frustrated in the last 10 minutes of the first half. They started arguing, and we thought we've got them. Half-time probably came at a wrong time for us, and we thought we'd dealt with their attacking force very well. The lads at the back had done superb. It just wasn't to be, and like I say, we regret not changing it at half-time, and it's going to annoy us until Saturday, that.
What was the reason for not changing, if you don't mind me asking? Because obviously you've got the left-back and the right-back. The right-back gets man of the match. He was absolutely outstanding, Horton, wasn't he, all through the evening?
In fact,
Vaughan. What stops you? You know, you sit there, you're out on the pitch, you rely on the two guys there. You now, after 90 minutes, have realised that maybe a mistake. What was the reason for not changing it?
For the last 10-15 minutes, I thought we'd adapted well. They're probably on top for most of the first half, but when we thought we'd got them rattled and they were arguing and falling out, we thought we'd just keep going for the next 10 minutes and see how it pans out. And unfortunately for us, they've gone and got a goal early doors, and that's kind of hit us hard a little bit. And it's frustrating because we've spoke about it and we should have done it.
2-0, you're still in the game, but what's your view of the sending off? Was it clear? From here, it wasn't clear to us what Zach had done.
Zach says he's stopped the ball from going out of play, and the lad stepped in front of him, and he's basically just tried to get past him. He's ended up pulling him down. If I'm fully honest, from where I was, it did look like his arms were raised. But he's gutted. He's the lad. And obviously we've seen it this season before. He's got sent off at Chorley as well. But he insists that it was just a trying to get past the lad, and he's made a meal of it, which, to be fair, they were doing all night. They were trying to buy horrible fouls and things like that. But again, full-time team, and you do things like that, and that happens in football, and it's something that we've got to deal with and something we've got to learn from.
You do indeed. I mean, and the sending off, I say, it was disappointing. I would like to see that replay as well, because I think the referee made the decision so quickly. He ran over it, but the red card was out before he even arrived there.
Yeah, it was.
And I think a referee needs to really step back and maybe just talk to his assistant there.
Yeah, definitely.
And then make a decision. If it's red, fine, but not to run. When you see that, it incenses away supporters or supporters in general. He just runs over, boom, and you go, what's he done?
Yeah.
But going back, I mean, you know, at 0-0, second half, you're coming out there, you're thinking, right, okay, you know, we've got them to a degree.
Yeah.
The goals that were conceded this evening, after all their good play, the reality is there were four goals that you will not be happy with conceding from a footballing manager perspective. There were soft goals. There were poor defensive goals, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, and again, it's something that we'll have to look at. We'll go over the videos and we'll try sort that out for Saturday. Frustrating because we defended very well first half and they didn't look like scoring. And obviously they've gone and scored four now. We at 2-0 down. We then went to the four and changed it. And as a team, we felt more comfortable. We thought we'd stop the right and the left backs getting out. Unfortunately, just after that, we'd done that. Then Zach's gone and got sent off. So we had to change the shape again. So Not to be for us tonight. It's been a long day. We've obviously had to set off yesterday.
Interesting game on Saturday then. First time, really, yeah, after this excellent run where you've kind of picked yourselves up, and it'll be an interesting psychological little challenge for you, or won't you? Do you feel confident the player, the team will just get back on the horse and be careful?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the same lads in the dressing room are the same lads that beat Salford and Harrogate and good results at Spennymoor, Brackley, Blyth, so I've got no problems with the qualities in the squad. It's a bad day at the office. Obviously, you can't win every game. We've had a good run. We looked tired, to be fair, today. We looked a little bit lethargic, and it's hit us hard. So hopefully we'll have a good training session Thursday night, and we'll go again Saturday.
I think most teams, in fairness, would look quite tired against a full-time team. The way, especially, I mean, we were talking about the way Salford play as a full-time team. It's very different to the way Kidderminster play. I mean, they're everything on the deck, and they move it from left to right, to left, and they make you work. They let the ball do the work, and they make you work. So it's always going to be difficult. The other thing to bear in mind is, and I'm sure our supporters that are still listening will probably recognise this, but when we get home this evening, i.e. to Broadhurst Park, you've got an hour or so drive. Other players have got an hour and a half drive. You've got the lads from Liverpool going over to there. So tonight, it's now what? It's 10 o'clock now. It's a 1 a.m. Half one for a lot of these players. The Kidderminster lads, they'll be in tomorrow, probably for a very light training session. So in the morning, maybe we'll have a discussion about the game, and then maybe do a light training session in the afternoon. And then Thursday, they'll maybe have more intensity going into the game. Plus, they've also had the weekend off with their game being called off. From a personal perspective, how difficult it is. I mean, I know we've done well, but overall, it's got to be. It's a very difficult ask to compete at this level against, you know, full time teams that are now out the seven that are in the top five. Five are full time.
Yeah, of course, it shows.
Stockport being battered tonight by Harrogate. Yep. You know, it must be tough. I mean, as a manager, how do you go about, you know, playing, you know, setting your soul out against these full-time teams?
We've just got to concentrate on ourselves, really. We know that we can compete with these teams, as we have done over the last month or 6 weeks or so. Obviously, they're going to be a little bit fitter, like you said. They had a rest on Saturday when we've had a tough game up there. Not making any excuses. I wasn't taking anything away from them. They were absolutely quality today. They were the better team, and the better team won on the day. We've just got to. We've got to defend better. We've got to defend better for a start. We did in the first half. We didn't in the second. And it's as simple as that for me today.
And I suppose we just for us, the season is about the beatings, the Curzons now. And other teams in and around us. I know you won't thank me for saying that. I think we're safe because I think the team and the quality that we've shown is good enough to stay in this division. But the game against Curzon is a big one now, really, because Curzon, before tonight, were on 30 points. We were on 32, 33 points. And, you know, if we can split that gap even more, it gives us a safety net and gives us an opportunity to go out there and continue playing good football.
Yeah, of course it does. We're under no illusions that we're still in a relegation battle. We know if we're a couple of bad results and we can get sucked right back in there. So we've just got to get ourselves back on our feet, approach the game as we would do any other game, and hopefully Fortress Broadhurst will shine again.